Blog Talk Radio.
Health and happiness, and that your day and life is actually going well for you. Today's show is Not Everybody is Worth Your Time. Well, not only is not everybody worth your time, sometimes everything is not worth your time either. All of us deal with a whole bunch of different people, but the number one person that's usually in our way is who? It's us. It's ourselves. And unfortunately, it's also us that choose the people that we decide to deal with, the people we decide to partner with, the people we decide to associate with, hang out with, all of the above. And the other thing that's also a major role in that is the things that we decide to do with our time. Because, again, not everybody and not everything is worth your time. You know, each of us on a regular basis needs to look at our relationships and try to see, are those relationships serving us? And when I say are those relationships serving us, I mean all the way across the board. You know, you may have something that's a relationship that's meeting you on level one, but you're multi-layered. You know, you're kind of like, what was it? People are like, I believe that the word was people are like onions. They've got several different layers, and each of those layers need to be met. And a lot of times, the things that we do and the people that we hang out with are not congruent to what we're looking for in our lives. If you want wealth, then guess what? You have to do things that are going to help you acquire wealth. But there's other things that you can do that will get in your way that will keep you from obtaining that wealth. And a lot of those things are by choice. If you're looking for happiness, well, how can you say you're looking for happiness if every morning when you open your eyes, you're mad, you're pissed off, you've got an attitude? You know, life is a give and take. Each time that we breathe in oxygen, we're actually killing brain cells. Every second of our lives, there's a constant rebuilding and rejuvenation of our bodies. You know, as one cell dies, another cell is grown. But yet a lot of us do things that actually help to accelerate that death of our cells. But that constant revitalization and rebirth, that's what keeps you young, your spirit's young, that keeps your body young and keeps you with flexibility. You know, when you're a child, you exercise. You know, most children, especially if you were born back in the 70s or the 60s or anything like that, you did exercise. And that exercise wasn't necessarily a formal exercise. It was going out and playing with your friends. It was activities in school that, you know, helped you to stretch and jump and run and build muscle and build strong bones. So your associations were a lot simpler in the sense of the kids you may have hung out with. But if you think about it, even when we were children, our parents didn't want us hanging out with the children that weren't, positive models to be around. They didn't want us around the negative Dans or the negative Neds or the negative Susies or the negative Katies or, you know, and no pun intended if your name is one of those. I'm just using them as examples. But it's a whole thing. A whole thing in the sense of each of us has different requirements. However, some of us require things that really aren't a requirement. And what I mean when I say that is that a lot of our choices are poor choices. They're not the choices that are going to give us happiness. They're not the choices that are going to give us riches. They're not the choices that are going to give us a good fame. They're not the choices that build character. They're choices of characters. And a character, just to quickly come back, is a person on a cartoon. a character is the person that you see on television that's playing a role. That role isn't them. That role is a script, and that script is made to create and give the viewer a particular belief or to have a particular cause and effect. But those causes and effect aren't those actors and actresses' lives. They're just a part that they're playing. That's why a lot of us have a lot of disappointments when we look at our role models. We look at athletes that we want to be our role models. Well, that athlete is extremely good at doing what he does, which is play that sport. But that athlete, just like a lot of us, is very bad at playing the role of life. We're very bad at being ourselves. We're very bad, and in some cases, don't get me wrong, sometimes ourselves are just bad to begin with. But we have a hard time doing the things that we need to do, and that's why a lot of people want to get lost in books. They want to vegetate watching a television, but they're not doing the things to help themselves grow. Ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of us is a work in progress, but that work in progress needs us to actually do our part of the work. That work in progress needs us to understand that sometimes there's going to be good times, sometimes there's going to be bad times. And we have to decide in the medium, in the now, which things that we want our lives to actually come out to. Do we want our lives to be lives of happiness? And what are we going to do to make sure that that happens? Or do we want our lives to be lives of sadness? You know, a lot of people say, well, my dad didn't do that and my mom didn't do that. Well, please understand that most of our parents didn't get it right. You know, the divorce rate in America is phenomenal. The divorce rate around the world is phenomenal. Some people in other countries, though, it's bad too, because some places in other countries, the only reason that they don't get divorced is because it would put them in such an economical bind that it's not financially advantageous for them to go their separate ways. I remember when I was in Norway, I met couples that were married, but they were married just in the sense of the fact that they had signed some papers back when they loved and cared for each other and lived in the same house because of the fact that they thought they'd be together forever, but now can't stand each other's face, or have decided that, you know, they can stand each other's face because they have to, but they live totally separate lives. Most of us, even if we live in the same house, we're living totally separate lives. Why is that? Why is the disconnect? The disconnect is because a lot of us don't really want what we proclaim to what we say we want. A lot of us aren't really willing to walk the walk. We're willing to talk the talk, but we're not willing to walk the walk. We don't understand that sometimes, again, you have to cut back. Sometimes you have to reevaluate where you are and then act accordingly. We don't understand that the world doesn't care. You know, I had a young lady that trained with me, great person, but the young lady cared entirely. She trained in my martial arts program. She cared entirely too much, way too much, about what other people thought over what she should be thinking, over what was important, over what the person that, you know, was her significant other thought and needed and wanted. And it became, you know, quite interesting to see. Again, and I still talk with the individual and deal with the individual because they're a great person. They're a great human being. However, the priorities are just a little off for me. Now, again, I'm not saying that this person is wrong. This person is doing what they believe is right for them. My question is what they're doing really right for them? Is it giving them what they need? Is it helping them to grow? Is their relationship growing? Are they growing? I'm not saying making money. This isn't about making money. Money is only part of it. Money is only a very small part. You know, I tried to tell somebody a long time ago, you know, somebody said to me, you know, without finance, without finance, there's no romance. And I listened to that thing a couple of times, and I didn't want to believe it. But guess what? Ladies and gentlemen, when you're stressed, when you're going through all types of things that have to do with your finances and you've got kids and you're trying to be a role model and you're trying to do the right thing and you can't do for the people that you care about, you can't provide the way that you want to provide, then guess what? That's going to affect your life. That's going to affect how you interact with every single human being in your world. And why is it going to affect them? Because when you should be thinking of them, what are you thinking of? You're thinking of some bill. You're thinking of some other obligation that you have. Or in some cases, if you're one of those really good people, you're thinking of obligations that you have that aren't even your obligations, and you're trying to figure out how to fix them. I've been listening on the radio lately. Now, this is end of November 2012. And I was listening on the radio the other day, and they were basically talking about a commercial where they're talking about people that are now in their 50s that have always been in the position to assist others and to help others feeling inadequate. Why are they feeling inadequate? They're feeling inadequate because these people, they kind of expected that they'd probably be taking care of their parents, but they didn't realize that when their kids were grown, they would still be taking care of them. They also didn't realize that when they got to a certain age, that they wouldn't be able to take care, in some cases, of themselves. And when I say take care of themselves, I'm not talking about to the level of of fitness. That is also one that plays a big part. But I'm talking about financing, you know, jobs, downsizing, right-sizing, businesses closing, places going out of business. You know, right now in 2012, we're talking about the end of the world because of the Mayan calendar, and then people are talking about, oh, my God, Twinkie is closed. Do you really think it's the end of the world? It's insane, the stuff that occupies and preoccupies our minds. You know, I live in the Washington, D.C. area. The Washington, D.C. area, I'm not saying it hasn't been hit by hard times. However, compared to the rest of the nation, it's pretty insulated. And that insulation that it's experiencing is pretty interesting because of the fact that the people that live in the Washington, D.C. area or the D.C. metro area aren't being hit anywhere as hard as the people that live in the Midwest. Why? Because of the fact that there's a lot of military contracts and things like that of that nature. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that lives in the Washington, D.C. area is, you know, living the life of Shangri-La. There are hard times there, too, but I'm talking about per person, per individual. It's quite a bit better for most, not all, but for most there or here than it is in other parts of the country. But again, still, whether you are actually fine and have a great job and everything's going well for you at this particular time or not, most of us are living, what, paycheck to paycheck. And most of us that are experiencing some difficulties, we're not grasping the fact that we need to make some changes. We're also not grasping the fact that some of those changes are our associations, are the people that we've either been helping forever or some of the people that have been helping us and we haven't been giving back to them. Again, understand, please understand that these relationships are either helping you or me or hurting you or me. You people that are associating with us just because you can get something, and you people that are associating with people that have less than you just so that you can say you gave, that's a problem. Because guess what? We should all be on the same sheet of music. You know, I mean, think about it. They just had the Powerball drawings. People spent tons of money. The people that didn't have the money spent tons of money hoping, wishing, and praying that they hit the lottery, that they get this $500 million. However, the people who shouldn't have been playing at all were the ones that played the most. Now, Everybody wants something for nothing. There's a lot of people out there that do a lot of good, and there's a lot of people out there that do no good. They not only do no good for their fellow man, they do no good for themselves. All right? And again, this isn't really a conversation where I really want to get into the details on that to any real level. But what I do want to touch to the people that are listening today is that we all need to realize basically which side of the bun our bread is buttered on. And we also need to understand that if we don't change, a lot of us are going to get hit with the hard reality that we are going to be forced to change. We're going to find ourselves sitting in a room trying to figure out what happened, trying to figure out, oh, my God, how am I going to finish getting my son or daughter through college? Am I going to be able to pay the bills? Are we going to have food in the house? Am I going to be able to take care of my responsibilities? Am I going to be able to retire? They say that the majority of Americans that are at the end of the baby boomer range today, and I think in the last 5 or 6 years, will not be able to retire in their lifetime. That means that they will die working. Social Security is not going to be around for the majority of people at the end of the baby boom and so forth and moving forward, as in the millennials and the Generation Y and all of that stuff. So what are we going to do? Well, part of what we need to do, part of what I need to do and you, is we need to look at the people that we're associating with and look at the things that we're wasting our time on that doesn't rate our time, things that are not going to help us prosper. Making it every week and being able to pay your bills on time, that's a beautiful thing. But do you have a reserve? You know, do you have enough money put away to where if something happens, you could actually continue to live the life that you're living? Or are all your eggs wrapped in one basket? Are all your wife's eggs, your husband's eggs wrapped in one basket? Do you truly have a financial cushion? Do you have a break? Are you constantly bailing someone else out that is never going to be able to bail you out? Are you constantly dealing with people that won't do business with you, that won't patronize you even or patronize you and your services or business, yet you patronize them? Are you hanging out with people that only want to talk about the football scores and the basketball scores and the baseball scores? Are you dealing with people that are going to help you grow mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally? Reading a book is good. It really is. However, if you're reading a book, it shouldn't be that you're reading the book as an escape. It should be that everything else is taken care of, so when you're reading that book, you're truly reading that book. You're not trying to get lost in fantasy to avoid reality. You're getting lost in fantasy because you just want to get lost in fantasy. There is no reality standing over you that you don't want to see in the morning, that you don't want to face, that you don't want to deal with. You know, some of us are getting older. All of us are getting older if we're lucky. Well, guess what? There's going to be changes in your body. There's going to be changes in your mentality. There's going to be changes in your fitness and your level to do certain things. We need to acknowledge that, all right? Most 30-year-olds can't necessarily do what they did at 18, all right? Most 30-year-olds and most can't do, or excuse me, most 60-year-olds can't do what they did when they were 30. And why can't they? Because they've got other things going on. So because they've got other things going on, as in getting older, as in maturing, and the fact that they probably weren't maintaining in the first place, not eating right, not getting enough water, not taking in enough supplements and getting the nutritional requirements needed, there's going to be changes. And then, too, you have your grandparents, the genes that were given to you. Well, as the young lady that was on the show not too long ago, Polly Lucas, said, you know, your genetics do play a part in your levels of fitness and your levels of health. However, it plays a small part compared to the fact that if you're eating right, if you're getting the minerals and the other supplements that you need in your life, then guess what? You have more of a controlling factor. So since you have more of a controlling factor in your outcome, your ability to run, to jump, to be healthy, to look healthy, to have healthy hair, healthy skin, then what are you doing? Stop listening, ladies and gentlemen, to the news, all right? Stop listening to the, I mean, don't get me wrong. Listen to the news and listen to the professionals that are out there. But take everything that they say with a grain of salt. And the reason that I say take it with a grain of salt is because no one thing fits us all. Each individual is what? An individual. And as an individual, then that means certain things are going to work differently for each individual. You know, one of my major problems with holistic medicine, which is when you go to the doctor and they give you a shot or a pill or a needle or something like that, those services are phenomenal. They are outstanding. However, 9 times out of 10, when your doctor offers you something to help you feel better because you've got a he or she believes you have a cold or what have you, that prescription that they give, if you were to stand in line with everybody that got diagnosed by everybody that's in that particular facility and they got diagnosed with the same thing that you got diagnosed with, do all of them have different levels of fitness? Yes. Are all of them different ages? Yes. Do all of them have different experiences? Yes. Do all of them have different overall makeups except for the fact that they're human beings? Yes. So, somebody explain to me why pretty much each person on that line, if you had 20, they'd all be getting about the same medicine, the same prescriptions, and the same amount of millimeters of that particular substance, and almost the same instructions, unless they had some other pre-existing allergy or what have you that affected them. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to guard our mind. But we also need to manage by using our time. We need to put ourselves to better use, and better use in the sense of we need to associate with people that are going to, again, help us stimulate ourselves in a positive manner and help us grow. We need to truly watch who it is that we hang out with, who it is that we befriend. We also need to watch how we address other people and how we deal with other people. You know, I believe in a giver's gain mentality, but I find that most people don't. Most people talk a good game, but they don't put actions behind what they're doing to be congruent or to be consistent with what they say. They'll laugh and joke with you, but it's basically that you can clean my car, but you can't date my daughter. You know, you can clean my house, but you can't live in my neighborhood. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what your preferences are. I don't care what your age is. I don't care what your sex is. I don't care what your ethnicity is. A good person is a good person. A bad person is a bad person. You know, I had a conversation with a gentleman the other day that I thought was literally, I thought he was clearly in his mid-40s. Early 40s tops. I speak to somebody the other day, and they tell me that the person is just in their late 20s. Again, here's somebody that's perpetrating a fraud. His mindset, his mannerisms, the way he dresses, his health-wise, he looks and acts like he's an older person. He's snobbish, all of that other stuff. However, this person is only in their late 20s. This person's health is probably horrible, yet they haven't lived that other 20-plus years that I would have given them. Again, and this person is probably not one of those people that's going to be in your corner. They're probably not one of those people that's going to step up and do what they need to do for their fellow man. Why? Because there's somebody that's looking at what's in it for me. If they can't gain anything from the association, from the relationship, or from the interaction, then they're probably not going to help you. Well, do you really want people like that in your life? You know, Now, when I say that with the mindset that for a long time, I didn't understand the people that have actually worked hard that are a little reluctant to share with others. But now I do. And the reason I do is because a lot of those people, nobody helped them. But in reality, everybody helped them. There's generations of people that were born before they were born that suffered and sacrificed a long, long time ago so that those people who are now living a good life, and they worked for it and they earned it, but so that they could have the opportunity to do the things that they need to do, so that they could have the opportunity to live the life that they're living now, to have the experiences that they're experiencing now. So what I'm saying to each and every person that I'm talking to today is husbands and wives, sons and daughters, cousins and nephews, nieces and aunts and uncles and all of the above, friends and family, people that want to bring people into their lives because they consider them family, and people that you associate with. Look at who you're associating with, and are you getting what you need from them, and is what you need from them, what you believe you need from them, what you need from them? Do you really need somebody to kiss your butt, or do you need somebody to tell you no? Do you need them to buy from you and to help you? Are you stimulating your own family in the sense of their growth mentally, physically, financially? Are you stimulating your neighbors, your stores, all of that stuff? Most people today in America, and I'm just talking America right now, they don't know the person that lives across the street from them. They don't know the person that lives two houses up from them. That is ridiculous. Why? Because you don't know who that person knows. And if you're a business owner, guess what? Imagine the wealth of knowledge. You know, they talk about the seven layers of separation, you know, 7 degrees of separation. Well, that's not a true statement. However, it's true in the sense of if my neighbor knows five people that can help me, but I don't know my neighbor, then what did I just do? I just limited myself to five people that could help me. If my cousin knows three people that could do business with me, but my cousin doesn't do business and doesn't deal with me and doesn't know me, then guess what? My cousin can't share that information with me so that we can do business together. If each of us is scared to talk to the person right next to us because we've got our noses up because they're better than us, then what does that make us? That makes us sorry individuals. You know, the other day I was actually went into a McDonald's to use the facility. And I go into the McDonald's to use the facility, and as I'm walking there, there's this guy sitting on the side, and it's clear to me that he's homeless. I don't say anything. My mind is on getting to the bathroom and getting out. And when I go into the bathroom, next thing I know, lo and behold, here comes this guy. Well, my New York mentality kicks in, and I go, okay, what's this about? Am I going to have to jack this guy up? Okay, guy goes, he ends up going to the bathroom. Okay, well, while he's doing what he's doing, he says to me, when I go to wash my hands, he says to me, hey, I haven't eaten, I'm kind of homeless, I'm homeless, and could you, you know, possibly get me something to eat, would you mind? And I looked at him, and trust me, ladies and gentlemen, Blog Talk, I don't have a lot of money. I don't have... Trust me, I don't have a lot of money, but I want to help. I'm willing to help. So at that point, I thought to myself, why not? So I go up to the register with the guy while we're talking, and I tell him, go ahead and order. He orders two meals, not one. And then when the guy asks him, tells him how much it's going to be, I step up and I go, you dude, I got this. And I paid for that guy's meal. Now, hopefully that helped him. I don't have a job for him. I don't have an opportunity for him. But how many people out there have an opportunity for somebody that you know can use it? How many people out there aren't extending out kindness? And how many people out there are losing so much because they're not stepping up, losing so much because they're not learning about those other people, losing so much because they're holding on to something that they don't control and they're wasting it, that would just blow all of our minds. Ladies and gentlemen, each of us has the opportunity to help somebody. If anybody wants to help me, or if anybody wants to help me to help other people, please let me know. Send me something on Blog Talk. Friend my site. Let's start talking. Let's grow a relationship. Let's get out there and not only help ourselves, but help others. Let's have a strong and outstanding giver's gain mentality. And as we do that, let's grow and develop and become the people that we were meant to be. Let's stop being sad shadows of who we are and be the people that we were meant to be and show the world that everybody has a reason, everybody has a purpose, everybody deserves phenomenal and great things. Let's grow, let's develop, let's do the things that we need to do so that we can help this world, help this nation become a better nation. Again, please, I'm almost begging of you, if I can help somebody, and you can help me, you can be that conduit to get me to the people that want to hear me, that want to do these things, please let me know. Please reach out to me. Please help me to not only help myself, but to help every human being that I can come in contact with and to help other people to be able to do the same thing. Getting really emotional. Anyway, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. If you'd like to reach out, or if you have any comments about the show or anything that we talked about, please let us know. Please share them with other people, because guess what? If you're not listening, all we're doing is talking to ourselves. And I'm very thankful for everybody that listens to me on the Zurian Show, and we're up to, I believe, like 12,000 people have actually, or 11,000 people have viewed our profiles, and, you know, I think that's a beautiful thing. But I'd like to reach 2 million people. I'd like to get out there and talk to hundreds of people, organizations, whatever, and help everybody to grow, because guess what? I get something out of it because you're helping me to grow. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Thank you very much for your time and your patience. Ladies and gentlemen, 2003 is upon us. Let's make it the best 2003, and then 2013, 2014, 2015, and so on. And let's go out there and try to help somebody. But first, we have to be able to help ourselves. Thank you very much. Have a great day.